This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons, Ransom and Valor, as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts today, Valor and Dad. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
We're going to do our drinks.
Yeah, we got to do our drinks. What are you guys drinking today?
Mug root beer.
Mug root beer for me?
Mug root beer.
Mug root beer for you, too. Why do we have mug root beers? And we had some A&W root beer, too.
Mug root beer. If you've never had it, you got to try it. It's the best root beer you've ever had.
But why did we have all the root beer? We don't normally drink soda.
No, we don't.
So what was the special occasion?
Mission quest.
The mission quest, baby. Now, Valor's not got to do his mission quest yet, but Ransom did. Why don't you guys...
I got an Orvis rod.
It was awesome. Why don't you tell us about your mission quest, what was great about it, if you thought it was great, what was special about it, if you thought it was special.
I really thought it was special. I don't know why. I just did. It made me feel really loved.
Okay, good. What was the challenge that... Okay, first, say who came over.
Dennis, Papu, Ding Ding, Darren, Andy, Claude, and also Brandy McMealy.
And what did... So I had written them letters about a month ago, invited them to come over. This is your mission quest, your entrance into 8 years of moving from boyhood into manhood. You have 6 rites of passages. This was built around worship. The next one will be built around leadership here in a couple of years. But what was it about worship that was special? As we challenged you in the process of growing up, what was some of the things that were interesting that you heard from the guys?
The most interesting thing that I heard was from my grandpa, Papu/Dennis. He said, "You want to be surrounded by good men." And I agree with that. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. That was good. What I'd asked the guys to do, I wrote them and told them to do 2 things. Number 1, tell their testimony. Number 2, why it's important to follow Jesus as a man, why that's the most important thing. And overall, I thought it was a pretty special night. And at the end, we were able to pray over you, and I gave you a couple things. One that's going to be warranted until you're 35 years old. You've already mentioned it, an Orvis fly rod.
Yep.
And then
really
the second
expensive.
The second thing I got you was a lifetime warranty what?
Bible.
It was an ESV study Bible. It's about as big as your head, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's huge. It's
way bigger than Valor's.
Really, really big. But it was a special time, and I'm really thankful for it. I'm thankful for the guys. I gave them 10 minutes each to share, and I'll remember this the rest of my life. I hope you will, too. You know, we forgot to get a picture, which is a huge bummer.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what's been new with Ransom. Valor, anything new with you? You got something outside you've been playing with. What's
the chameleon.
The chameleon. Valor, why don't you go tell everybody about the chameleon?
It is so full. We literally just had it so full the other day.
Well, what is it, though? They don't know what that is.
It's a blow-up water slide.
Uh-huh.
That has a basketball goal. And... we got a perfect ball for it.
Mm-hmm.
And as the fastest slide ever, the cleanest thing ever.
Yeah, it's very clean. You like that a little bit better than Shark Park? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shark Park, the first
day.
Very
dirty.
The first day we put it down, it was dirty.
Shark Park had so many, it was another blow up water slide thing. Had so many
ants.
It was just.
Infested.
It had.
I'm guessing he said it on like 20 ant mounds.
Okay, here's the deal, though. Like, that thing made it like 6 or 7 years of us jumping on it and playing it every single summer. So we got our money's worth out of it, especially considering we got it free from the Lewises. So that's been a lot of fun because it has been so hot that it's been really good to have some water out for you guys.
Way too hot.
Very, very warm out. You guys ready for the fall?
Gosh,
yes.
Yeah.
I've been ready for the fall the first second of summer.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready to cannonball in the snow.
Cannonball in the snow, huh?
Never
and we'll
done
drive
that.
You around in the Polaris. I'll drag you.
Gotta
get a big, good
any
sled.
Snow this year.
I know. So we've talked about the mission quest. We've talked about the chameleon. Now let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to get into our book. We're going to be into the chapter titled Misunderstood. You guys ever been misunderstood before?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever misunderstood anybody else before? You know, like,
yes.
I've said something and you misunderstood? Or your mom said something and you misunderstood? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially it comes from my brother.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you can misunderstand each other, huh? Like, you know, even dads and moms, like husbands and wives, can misunderstand each other sometimes. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You know that people have misunderstood me as a pastor sometimes as well, mm-hmm. where I had to clarify and like, wait a minute, no, hold on a second. This is what I meant. And yes, it's easy to not communicate clearly, because sometimes I need to communicate more clearly, and that's why the misunderstanding's there. But other times, the misunderstanding is there just because people almost insist on misunderstanding, and that's not helpful. But we're going to talk about that and then what to do about it. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to pray. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. We ask for blessing upon this conversation. Thank you for my boys and all you're doing in our life. I thank you for the mission quest and how wonderful that was. And I just ask for blessing over the next 8 years with Ransom as he's raising up into manhood. And God, I thank you that he's a boy that loves you. And I thank you that Valor is a boy that loves you. And it's going to be awesome when he becomes 10, when he enters into his mission quest. And we pray just for blessing upon this conversation. I trust you're going to help us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. The chapter in Boyhood and Beyond is titled Misunderstood.
Yes.
Now, Bob tells us about an incident that he had in his life where he got pulled over by a police officer. When he was pulled over by a police officer, it was on a main driveway. You know, getting pulled over is not the funnest thing in the world. I've been pulled over before. Your mom's been pulled over before. Most people who drive have been pulled over before. And you're a little nervous because you don't know if you're going to get a ticket.
Papa's never been pulled over.
He's been pulled over. No doubt he's been pulled over too.
He told me he never has.
Well, probably when he was younger. But when you get pulled over, you don't know if you did something wrong. You don't know what you did, anything wrong. Well, one day, Bob got pulled over, and the police officer walked up, and believe it or not, it was an old friend of his from like 20 years before. And they just started talking and having a great time, and they were talking for like 20 minutes. And Bob was wondering, I wonder what people are thinking as they're driving by. I wonder if they know my vehicle and if they're thinking I'm getting into big trouble. And his whole point is it would be easy to misunderstand that situation, not knowing that the police officer, Doug, was Bob's old friend. Because you could drive by and think, oh, that guy's getting a ticket, and or that guy's getting in trouble, or he's going to get searched for drugs or whatever it may be. But all that was happening is that his buddy Doug pulled him over and they were just talking and catching up. Just kind of interesting. Now, the following day, listen to this. The following day after that incident, in my rearview mirror, I was driving with my family, and in my rearview mirror, I saw a car approaching quickly. Following him was a police car with its lights flashing. Hey, that guy behind us is just about to get a ticket, I announced. Then I remembered Doug from the day before. Well, maybe it's just two old friends about to have a good conversation. Because he thought, well, maybe I could have been misinterpreted or misunderstood yesterday. I don't think I should misunderstand or misinterpret what could be happening right now. You know? So, he got to thinking, what's with this whole misunderstanding business? And here's what he says. Throughout life, you will be misunderstood. Some misunderstandings are funny. Some are small. Some destroy families. And some can even cost you your life. You will be misunderstood. You will be misunderstood. It's inevitable in this life that if you're going to honor the Lord and you're going to be a man of principle and if you're going to do the right thing, there are going to be people that misunderstand that. So the question is then, how do we respond when we are misunderstood? Being misunderstood is inevitable. So he says, how do you respond when somebody misunderstands you? Do you get offended? Do you get angry? Do you stomp off to your room or refuse to talk? Or do you quietly speak the truth and keep doing all the good you can? Now, if you respond wisely when somebody misunderstands you, it's because you're able to see the bigger picture. You see past your pride to the value of the relationship or the friendship, or you see the worth of a more important goal. We are always to be quick to listen and slow to speak when we've been misunderstood.
You just preached about that Sunday. Quick to listen, slow to speak.
No, we talked about that actually at the Mission Quest.
Oh.
I think it was Andy, or maybe it was Ding Ding.
I thought that was you.
No, I think Ding Ding said that. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So here's what he says about this whole misunderstanding thing. We want to make sure that when we're misunderstood, we're not in the wrong. If we're in the wrong, then we need to quickly repent, because it's easy to cast blame on other people for saying just, oh, you just misunderstood me. But we need to make sure first, maybe I actually said something wrong. Maybe I misspoke. Maybe I was the one who was wrong here. So it is good to reflect and evaluate. Do you think it's sometime that you've been misunderstood that it's because you didn't say something clearly?
Yeah.
Think so?
For sure.
Right, for sure.
Yeah. A bunch of times.
Yeah, a bunch of times. And sometimes it's just hard to communicate what you're thinking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just so true. So here's what Bob tells us to do in times of being misunderstood. He said this: one purpose of our life is display the glory of God. Reflecting God's glory is more important than being understood. Responding to misunderstandings with anger or cutting off relationships displays the nature of evil rather than the nature of Him who created us. The desire to see God glorified allows us to overlook misunderstandings and even false accusations. It motivates us to hold our tongues or to speak the truth and do all that we can that's good. Misunderstandings are opportunities to show God's attitude, His patience and forgiveness and humility. Sometimes it's not only we're going to be misunderstood, but we're actually going to be lied about. And there'll be bad things said about us. And in those times, we have to trust that God is at work. We have to trust that God is our defender and that vengeance belongs to the Lord. And there's just going to be times where we can't do anything about it. We can't correct misunderstandings. We can't correct the false accusations. We just have to take it like a man. We have to face what people are saying about us and trust the Lord. And in fact, Jesus tells us when those kind of things happen, what are we supposed to do when people say and lie about us and speak false things about us? What are we supposed to do?
Turn the other cheek.
Okay, we're supposed to turn the other cheek. What else?
Say, that's not true.
Yep. You can say that's not true. You can defend yourself at the right time. But also,
You cannot say, that's not true, you this and that.
You know what Jesus tells us in Matthew 5? He said, when people speak all sorts of evil about you, rejoice. Rejoice. Be happy because they spoke those kinds of things about Jesus. If you know that you are not in the wrong and your conscience is clear, then if somebody says, oh, that Valor, he's a meanie butt and he pushes old women down, and you know that's not true, if you know that's not true, you can say, woohoo, somebody's speaking false things about me. You can rejoice, even though, because you know it's a lie, right? You don't push old women down. You help old women, don't you?
Are you sure?
Wait a minute. You're not an old woman pusher downer, are you? No way. You better say no so people hear you. I mean, you're shaking your head here.
No.
Is Ransom an old woman pusher downer?
No.
Absolutely not.
Because he's laughing.
Hey, absolutely not. He doesn't push old women down. We help people, don't we? We don't hurt people. But somebody may come along and say, oh, that Ransom, he just hurts people. That guy's a jerk. Well,
thanks, Valor. Smiling over here.
You're smiling and laughing. But here's the thing. You know what? When people falsely accuse you or they misunderstand you or lie about you, Jesus said, rejoice because they did that to me first. We get to say, God, it's okay. I trust you. I'm not going to let that beat me down. I'm not going to let that get me down. I'm keeping my head up and I'm doing what God wants me to do because that's going to glorify God. It's not going to glorify God for me to just be angry and say, oh, they said I'm a jerk. Well, they're a jerk. That's not the right thing,
no.
Is it? No, no. Or like, I'm going to give that guy a royal beat down. Is that the right thing?
Willy.
No, it's not the right thing. We don't give people wet willies or royal beat downs or wedgies or swirlies or anything like that. Wait a minute. Do you guys know what a swirly is?
No.
Okay, a wedgie is when you give somebody a wedgie and you pull their underwear up. A swirly is when you get somebody upside down and put them in the toilet and flush the toilet and their hair gets spinny. That's a swirly. We don't give. Now, when people speak false things against us, do we give them swirlies?
I wish. It would be so fun.
Because it's like, that would be funny, right? But that's not the right thing to do, is it? At all. Because we don't return evil for evil, do we? We return good for evil. We rejoice.
What if a snake came out of here?
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you.
What if a snake came down the toilet?
Ooh, that would be super, super scary. Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up. We've been talking a lot. So here's the thing. Here is a mysterious weapon which can help us fight against misunderstandings, false accusations, and evil. And you know what that is? Bob tells us it is doing good. Doing good, doing the right thing, is one of the best ways we can combat misunderstandings. Because if somebody says, yeah, Ransom, he likes to push old women down, and he says mean things, and he's just a jerk, and if you keep doing the right thing, the good thing, you know what? Somebody's going to come across. You walk in at the grocery store one day, and you help this little old lady out, and they're going to say, wait a minute. Ransom doesn't do that. That's a lie. That's a false accusation because he helps people. He doesn't hurt people. He doesn't push people down. He helps people up. And people will recognize the good works. They'll be recognizing you giving glory to God and not answering every false accusation with anger or speaking back or barking back. They're going to see your character, and that's pretty critical, isn't it? So God's mysterious weapon is rejoice and do good. When you don't know what to do and somebody lies about you, rejoice, and do good. And he wraps this up.
That just rhymed.
Oh, did it rhyme?
Yeah.
I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. You see the rhyme? Okay, here we go. Let's finish this up. Your quiet response of forgiving people and continuing to do well and rejoicing will reveal God's heart to a lost world and draw people to Jesus. At times, you might get tired of being misunderstood. You might get weary of doing good to those who falsely accuse you. But don't quit. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Remember the bigger picture. You're displaying the nature of God to the world around you. You're giving him glory, especially in misunderstandings. Now listen to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. When you think about Jesus, who faced all these false accusations, we can be encouraged. He leads the way, we follow. Does that sound like a plan?
Mm-hmm.
So the next time you hear somebody saying a false accusation against you, what are you going to do?
Rejoice and do good.
What was that?
Rejoice and do good.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. One more time.
Rejoice and be good.
Rejoice and do good. That is awesome. Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. Please spread this around. Get this book, Boyhood and Beyond, by Bob Schultz. He's got great other works as well. Very good things.
Please subscribe and see you next time.
Yeah, please subscribe and see you next time. And go get some Mug Root Beer.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.